Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day, getting ready for a big sports weekend. And maybe the biggest news of the day. Yesterday was James Harden being traded. Today, it's the Jaguars are finalizing a deal with Urban Meyer to be the next head coach. Jacksonville Jaguars are working on a deal to bring in the three-time national championship winning coach to be their next head coach. That from NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. And Tom Pelissero. So there's a lot of reasons why I think it could succeed. There's a lot of reasons why I think it could fail. Right? You got a bunch. You got a dearth of draft picks. You got more money than anybody else to spend in terms of the cap. So free agency. And I think, and look, this is more opinion based upon hypotheses and guesses than it is fact. But there's so many NFL players that grew up in Florida, in Georgia, in the South. And look, Miami's a good time. New Orleans a good time. But there are also places, Tampa's a good time. But there are also places where guys are like, look, that's where I want to live. You know, they just do. I mean, obviously, the Cowboys are a more glamorous organization, right? The Cowboys are a glamour organization. There are some teams that are more fun to play for. If you're an offensive player, you want to play for Kansas City, right? But in terms of places you want to live, there's lots of teams like, man, Jacksonville, relatively inexpensive compared to a lot of NFL cities. And it's a place where a lot of these guys either grew up, lived, went to school, comfortable in. So you factor all those things in, and look, they're going to play half their games in London eventually. I think his relationships in recruiting and in coaching brings automatic respect, like all those things. But let's not kid ourselves. Let's not kid ourselves. You go and look at the great quarterbacks in the NFL, and what do they all have in common? Okay, so Andrew Luck was the last can't-miss product, right? Last can't-miss product. Andrew Luck only played 6 years in the National Football League. He won 11, 11, 11. The year he got hurt, they were 2-5. 8-10 regular season football games. The point is that, and Andrew Luck played at times, Ryan Gregson was the GM for a good portion of that, and he was among the worst general managers in the history of the sport. Give me a quarterback who came into any sort of situation. Do you want Peyton Manning? Right? Because the Colts before Peyton Manning were an abject disaster. Peyton Manning won 3 games his first year. 13, 10, 6, 10, 12, 12, 14, 12, 13, 12, 14, 10, 13, 13, 12. And even when he couldn't throw a football, he went 7-2. The point is that, yes, how they construct this team, offensive line, skill position players, defensive line, type of offense they run, all these things do matter. Urban Meyer's leadership, relationship with his players, his coaching staff, all matters. But you know what matters most? They're taking Trevor Lawrence. If Trevor Lawrence can play, they'll be fine. It will be a success. Right? Like, do we think Nick Saban doesn't know what the hell he's doing? Do you guys think for 1 second that Nick Saban is an idiot? Okay. So with that in mind, what derailed him in his only stop in which he wasn't successful? Anybody? It's quarterback play, right? Famously wanted Drew Brees, couldn't get Drew Brees cleared by their doctors to sign the deal. He had Gus Frerotte and Joey Harrington as his quarterback. By the way, Nick Saban, who we view as an abject disaster, right? We view him as an abject disaster. The year before he got there, Dave Wannstedt got fired before the season was over. They won 4 games. His first year, they won 9. His second year, after they passed on Drew Brees, he won 6. It wasn't a disaster. It didn't work. He didn't have enough time to make it work. And he took a better job. For Urban Meyer, in order to work, all the other stuff matters on some level. Little things become big things. But the thing that matters most is if Trevor Lawrence is anywhere near what he's supposed to be, then they'll be fine. And then, you know, by year 3, you could have lofty expectations. What happened with the Cleveland Browns? Like, is Baker Mayfield great? No. But they've been drafting in the top 5 for so long, eventually you just acquire so many assets, you're going to have dudes. Same thing happened to Buffalo for so long. And I got these tweets from people who are like, oh, you use the Buffalo Bills and their drafting as a reason why, when look at how few of their first round picks are actually playing for them now. Okay, but you don't just draft early in the first round. You draft early in the second round. You draft early in the third round. You draft early in the fourth round. You draft early in the fifth round. Right? So if you do these things well, you load up with young talent and your quarterback is on a rookie contract, you're probably going to be pretty good. Go and look. Where did the Buffalo Bills get their running back? Third round, Devin Singletary. Right? Dawson Knox. I liked him. Right? Third round pick. I mean, just go and look at all the guys that play for them now and how many of them were drafted. I mean, some really good players taken at times in the draft. You load up on the depth. And yeah, then they went out and moved some draft capital and got Stephon Diggs. And all of that is cool. Had they not hit on Josh Allen, it wouldn't have all come together. Wouldn't have all come together. So we'll talk our way in circles about Urban Meyer, and we'll all say, and I'm just as guilty of it as anybody, for saying that Urban Meyer, you know, has to remember in the pros, it's about everybody else in college. It's about you. Like, all those things are important. All those things matter. But if you don't have the quarterback, you're fighting an uphill battle. It'll make you look like an inferior coach if you miss on a quarterback. But if you hit on a quarterback, you're going to win. You might not win a Super Bowl, but you win enough to be gainfully employed. So do I think it'll work? I do. As long as Trevor Lawrence is anywhere near as good as Trevor Lawrence is viewed to be as a prospect. All right, coming up next, there's some big changes to the coaching staff for the Steelers. Is this going to help revive Big Ben or basically delay the inevitable? We'll discuss upcoming next. But first, Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants to invite you to discover the complete sports betting experience. The foundation of that experience is a massive number of betting options on nearly every regulated sporting event around the world. Add on top of that live streaming of sports every day. There's almost a live match to watch on BetRivers Sportsbook right on your phone. BetRivers features top-tier customer service, ready to answer your questions anytime, day or night. Plus, with a unique rush pay system, BetRivers Sportsbook can authorize most withdrawal requests instantly. Customer satisfaction is always their number one priority, and BetRivers will match your first deposit up to $250. Unlike some other sportsbooks, BetRivers only requires a one-time pay-through to turn bonuses into cash. Experience the difference for yourself and go to BetRivers.com to see for yourself. You must be 21. You must be present in Colorado, in Illinois, in Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Remember, that's BetRivers Sportsbook. Simply go to BetRivers.com.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Following through on Mike Tomlin's promise to make changes after the first round exit in the playoffs, the Steelers announced Thursday offensive coordinator Randy Fitchner is out. The Steelers will not renew his contract or the contract of Sean Serrett, who's their offensive line coach. Fitchner, a longtime quarterback coach for the organization, drew the ire in past two seasons of a sluggish offense. The Steelers finished last in the league with 1,351 rushing yards in 2020, down from the year before when they finished 29th with 1,447 rushing yards. And remember, like, Fitchner got the job because the previous offensive coordinator was Todd Haley and couldn't get along with Ben Roethlisberger. Big Ben seems to be as much the problem as the solution, but you're going to have to work through that because there's such a huge cap hit coming for Ben Roethlisberger last year. What does that exactly mean for the future of this team? I don't know. They're going to have him, and they're going to have to establish, you know, find a way to get a backup or a guy of the future. I've long thought Jameis Winston should be the guy there. He is most similar to Ben Roethlisberger in style of play. And sometimes in recklessness early in his career, people forget some of the stuff that Ben Roethlisberger did, you know, the motorcycle stuff and some of the other off-the-field stuff early in his career, and then matured and became likely Hall of Famer. So that it's going to be fascinating to see who they hire and what style of offense they want to operate in. Is it one? I would guess it's one in which they feel like Big Ben can ultimately be successful. Why else would you? Why would you put him in an offense that you don't think he can be successful in? That wouldn't make sense to anybody. Anybody. Yes, Ryan Musiker.
Do you think that Big Ben is so far over the hill that he just can't really play anymore?
No, I don't think he's that far over the hill.
Yeah, I look at Philip Rivers, I'm like, yeah, it's time for him to go. They had a good running attack. They had a good defense. They had good enough playmakers to where he really was the glaring issue holding that team back from going further than just the first round of the playoffs. Big Ben, he may not be at a level to where he can help cover up some of the issues that the Steelers have. But, I mean, there were times where, you know, whether it was the play calling or the wide receivers creating separation, there were times where when they finally started to push the ball down the field, whether it was the second half against the Colts or even once they were sort of down big against the Browns, you saw some throws and some plays out of Big Ben where you're like, look, I mean, he can still do it. Now, he's clearly not nearly as good as he maybe was 5 years ago, but I don't see him as being so far gone that it's just, you know, it's time to move on, especially as soon as next season.
No, but the first thing that goes, okay, the first thing that goes is the accuracy, really, right? It's a lot like pitchers. We all grew up, or at least my generation grew up, the first great baseball video game was RBI baseball. And what would happen is, you know, your first couple innings, Roger Clemens would throw 110, you couldn't hit it. But by the time he got to the sixth or seventh inning, he's throwing 90 and it's a lot slower. That's not actually what happens in baseball. What happens in baseball is you throw 95 the whole time. Maybe you get to 93 from 95, but now all of a sudden you can't locate when they get tired. They miss by 3 inches, 6 inches. And you miss by 6 inches in baseball and they hit the ball so far that a stewardess has to be on the flight to go get it, right? The same thing happens in football. The first thing to go is your accuracy, right? It's not, you don't just start lobbing the football. You start gunning it, you start guessing, and, you know, you miss, your accuracy is off. I saw a lot of that this year with Ben. Now, He did at times really plant and drive the football, something he hasn't ever had to do. But I do think you can spend another offseason really working on him driving the football and learning to use his legs. So, yeah, I'm with you. Do I think that he's washed? I do not. I don't think he's close to being washed. I don't think he's anywhere in that Peyton Manning or even the Drew Brees realm of struggling. Do I think he's perfect? No. He's got to get some help, and he's got to get a quarterback coach an offensive coordinator that will design a system. They have to run the football. That's who they are. Not just for their offense, but also for their defense. Incredibly important that they run the football for their defense. Keep the offense off the field. It'll help their offense. It helps everything when you run the football.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Randy Mueller is going to join us in a couple moments, a longtime NFL executive, get his thoughts on some of the comings and goings of the National Football League. Beyer, do you think that it works with Urban Meyer?
Again, I don't want to put a caveat, but it depends on what works. I think that they are, how can you be much worse than a 1-15 team? But do I think he'll take the team to the playoffs? Yeah, I do. I actually think that they've got a lot of, Brendan Whedon laid it out. A lot of people have laid out what's all there. Seven teams now make the playoffs. I think they actually become the most interesting team in the AFC South, which is amazing because usually they're the least interesting team in the entire NFL. So I think there's a lot of draw to it. So even if they don't have great success on the field, there's still at least some positivity for a little while. But I do think that he will have success, especially with the people that he can put around him. I think that they become a much better franchise with him as their head coach.
I would tend to agree. I tend to agree, and I think, you know, we – it's just interesting on how sometimes we want to use, there are people who will only use that. Well, Steve Spurrier didn't. And I think it's, if you have the ability to kind of reshape a roster again, well, let's put it out there. If part of it has to be that Trevor Lawrence has to be somewhere near what Trevor Lawrence is thought to be, if he can do that, then they'll be fine. Then they'll be good. And then they'll be interesting. And there'll be a place where, you know, free agents can go and there'll be a competitive team. But if not, obviously, you know, if he's a bust, then they become a bust. I just haven't heard anybody say they think he's going to be a bust. They all think he's going to be really good. Some think he's going to be spectacularly good. What about you? Music? Where are you?
Yeah, I think Urban Meyer is smart enough. He has enough experience, obviously not in the NFL, but just coaching in big games in college, to sort of understand that if Trevor Lawrence, you know, he'll make a system that sort of fits into what Trevor Lawrence does well. And if Trevor Lawrence is anywhere near as good a player that we think he's supposed to be, I don't think Urban Meyer's the type of coach that's going to somehow hold him back and prevent him from success, like we've seen with some other, you know, promising young head coach, young quarterbacks who might not have the right head coach to get the most out of him. I don't see that being the case with Urban Meyer. So unless Trevor Lawrence somehow becomes a colossal bust, I don't really see how this could be a bad situation for Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, like, look, Randy Mueller joins us now on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Randy, thanks so much for taking time. You were at the helm in Miami, but they hired Nick Saban, and Saban had control over the roster. So, you know, some of this is everybody pulling in the same direction. For like full clarity, what was that like when Nick Saban was hired and you're the general manager of the Dolphins?
You've hit on some good stuff here, Doug, no question. Actually, Nick had the job and Rick Spielman was the GM. And when he made the change, Nick hired me. So I went with the general manager's title, but let's make no bones about it. Nick was the GM, right? So I was the personnel guy. I think the biggest thing when you talk about a guy like Urban Meyer with no experience in the NFL, he's going to have to surround himself with some people that he can trust. It's different. The NFL is very different in that there are so many decisions that are made every day that one guy, especially if it's the head coach, I don't believe he can make all those decisions. And I think that's the way it is. It just, there's too many roster moves. There's too many things we have to do on a daily basis, whether it comes to contracts and planning for the future and the whole bit. It's just not like college where you can have 85 scholarships and you just worry about injuries and that's all. So it'll be interesting to see who he surrounds himself with. He's going to have some people that he can trust and empower to make some decisions. And that'll be the, I think that will go as far as anything with how this goes for him at the NFL level.
It's a fascinating discussion because, and Randy, you can speak to this because you're still so inside football, is I think Saban learned from his failures there, right? Because what I've been told of Alabama is he has the biggest staff of anybody in college football. And now, especially over the last 6-7 years with some of the hires he's made in the offensive side of the ball, he's really empowered those guys to make their own decision. Now, I will grant you, that's not like what it is in the NFL, but it does embody a guy who suddenly now is not going to try and be hands-on everything because you don't know everything. You don't have the time for everything. Is that fair that even Nick Saban, if he would go back and redo it, he would probably sprinkle around some of the responsibilities?
Oh, I think no question. Again, it's a great point. And Nick did that with us. When Nick was the head coach at LSU, I happened to be the GM of the Saints. So we kind of knew of each other. We knew of each other's background. And when we got together in Miami, we, I think, worked really good together because of that. And again, he empowered me to do certain things. He knew I had been around and had some success in the league. So I think that was a good move for me in that it let me kind of tweak a little bit of what he wanted to do, and we worked well together. That's really what the NFL is about. To me, it doesn't matter if the coach is in charge, if the GM's in charge. It's about working together. And I've worked under coaches, I've worked even with coaches, and I've been the coach's boss. And to be honest with you, if you're not lockstep on all the decisions, I always said, hey, let's pick a different lane. So I think that's what you'll have to find. That's where Urban's going to have to come around a little bit. He seems to me, and I don't know the guy, but he seems to me like very controlling with everything he does. I think that is the part that will be hardest for him, is to loosen those reins, like you say. And I agree, Nick did it. I think Nick still does it at Alabama. In fact, I'm pretty sure he uses the same system we used at Miami to evaluate and to stack your criteria on players.
Randy Mueller joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. All this said, if you guys had figured out the quarterback situation, the outcome would have been different. I mean, like, and I pointed out to people, like, do people know that the year before Nick got there, they won 4 games in Miami, won 9 games his first year. And, you know, like, you never figured out, it's not rocket science. Like, look, there's some things that can keep you from making the playoffs or making a run in the playoffs or winning a Super Bowl in terms of the other decisions you make. But if, I use that as, if Trevor Lawrence is as good or close to as good as people think he is, they'll be just fine. Will they win a Super Bowl? There's a lot of other things that have to go their way and decisions they have to make. But in terms of just winning and being above water, if he's good, they're good. Fair?
Fair. I think they'll have a chance, that's for sure. That's the hardest one to solve. That's the answer to the Rubik's Cube, is finding the quarterback. And like you said, when we were together in Miami, we had a couple choices to make, and one was, you know, we kind of selected Drew Brees to be our guy, and then the medical information came in and didn't allow that decision to happen. So they're not going to have that hurdle to overcome in Jacksonville. I think Trevor Lawrence is a unanimous pick as number one. I don't think there's a bunch of consensus building that has to go on. I think it's going to be an easy choice for them. And, yes, that will set the table for them to have some success. But they're going to have to surround him with some people as well, as you mentioned.
Randy Mueller joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. What about the balance? And as you pointed out, like, look, you've been with the Chargers, you've been with the Saints, you've been with so many of these teams. Now we're looking around and you're trying to find hires. And a lot of it, as you pointed out, is about working with other people. I think the fans think, oh, that offense is good. That guy calls plays for that offense. I want that guy calling plays for my offense. He should be our head coach. The same thing for defense. In terms of hiring a head coach, how do you personally go through evaluating what the right guy is for the job?
Well, first of all, you've got to set your own criteria as to what you think is important. And most places, I would say they're looking for a leader of men first and foremost. And then you've got to find the existing player strengths and weaknesses to kind of match with what you're bringing in. You don't get to build a team from scratch when you make a change at the coaching level or at the GM level. You have a salary cap and you have a roster in front of you. So you may get to roll over a third of that, Doug, but the other two thirds are something you're going to have to live with. So you obviously want the match to come that works well with the guys that are there and has a system in place when he gets there that matches some of the strengths that the players you currently have on the roster have exhibited. So it's a melding of, yes, a culture and a new change, but at the same time, like I say, you're going to have 60% of these guys that have been with you before. So it's a fine line. Some people have more success doing it than others. I do know this, that you can't go wrong keeping good players and figuring out a way to use them. And I would hope that these guys, when they find these jobs, whether it's a GM job or a head coach job, they don't run off all the good players just to get their own.
Yeah, that's the worst. The and people do it in college too. Where wait till we get in my own guys. Like, you know, you have good, you have players. Somebody believed in there. That's a that's always in. I tell you a quick story. Okay, there's a that I had a friend who he was at Notre Dame is before way before I got there, and it's really interesting. John McLeod called him in when John McLeod got the job, and he's like, "Look, you're a great kid. You got a good family. But I'm just going to tell you, you probably never play here. So you can stay on scholarship and compete, but my expectations are you're never going to play here." That guy ended up starting for 3 or 4 years, he's been a head coach in college, he's an assistant coach in college, right? Like it does. So sometimes you prove the guys wrong based upon whatever evaluation that they had. You got to come in with an open mind, I guess is probably an easy way to put it. Fair?
No doubt about it. I think sometimes in the NFL, people that come into these jobs end up running off players that are really good, like you say, and then they spend 2 or 3 years trying to replace them, and guess what? They're just as good as the guy, no better than the guy they ran off. So if they would have kept a good player to start with and added to them, they'd be much further down the road in setting up a winning team.
What do you do if you're Pittsburgh? They fired their OC and their offensive line coach. You got Big Ben, but you have a limited lifespan on Big Ben with the Steelers. How do you manage that you're going to have to develop an offense in the future, but you also want to get the most out of Big Ben in the short term?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I think the decision to dump the OC, Doug, tells me that it may be done time for Ben as well. I don't know that they're going to want to, or Ben maybe want to learn a new offense after, you know, in his last year in the league. The other thing is that cap number sitting there at $41 million, that's a hard one. And you really can't have him on your team at that number, but the only way to reduce it is to renegotiate it, which is push money off, and that doesn't make sense for the Steelers either. So I see this being a kind of a math problem. The only way he stays is if he takes a lot less money, and I don't see that happening. I mean, you saw Big Ben on the bench after the game. I don't think these tears were any more emotional. He was done. He felt it in his own mind.
Okay, so how does it actually work, though? I know that cap number doesn't just magically go away. You can't go like, well, he retired, so we're good here. That's not how it works. You know, you kick the can down the road, but eventually it's going to hurt you. How does it actually work against the cap if he retires?
Well, it works better for them if he's not there. They'll still have some cap charge that they've pushed off. And really, it's a matter of if you go buy something and you pay cash for it, you pay up and the bill's done. But if you put it on a credit card and keep spreading it out, eventually you got to pay. And that's what happens with a lot of these frontline quarterbacks is when they renegotiate a contract, they're just pushing cap dollars off into the future. They don't go away. You don't get that as a loan and it gets forgiven at the end of the day. It's not how the cap works. You've got to pay the piper at some point. So I think it's going to be hard if the cap's $175 million and Ben's taking up $41 million. That doesn't give you much of a chance to build a team around it.
Yeah, I don't know but they have so many different issues. What about Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts and Philadelphia? Okay, let me play for you. This is Troy Aikman on Michael Irvin's podcast talking about a conversation he had with Doug Peterson.
I reached out to Doug Peterson yesterday when I heard the news, and what I gathered it came down to was a difference of opinion as to how they were moving forward at the quarterback position is what I sensed. I sensed that, you know, here Jeff Lurie, the owner, has paid a lot of money to Carson Wentz, and they're on the hook with him. They can't get out of that contract, you know, right away. it's my belief that Doug Peterson felt that Jalen Hurts was probably the quarterback going forward. And how does that mesh?
So if it did come down to, I think it's Jalen Hurts, and the Eagles are like, we think it's Wentz, plus we have all this money tied up into Wentz. What's your breakdown of the relationship between a coach who wins the Super Bowl and Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie?
Well, my guess is that Doug Peterson was involved when they extended Wentz's contract and got him up to the $35 million a year level he was on. For them to change course, and really, it comes down to, you know, you've committed this money. I just don't think he's going anywhere. You just are boxed in. I think the biggest thing that happened with Doug is that, more than anything, is he couldn't fix Wentz. That's the problem. Wentz had to be fixed. That was their number one issue, and he proved he couldn't do it. Maybe he didn't want to, because maybe he did want to play Hurts, like Troy said. So I'm not sure how that works out in the end, but I do know that Wentz really financially can't go anywhere. So we have to fix him. And apparently, if Doug didn't want to fix him, that made it easy. We got to move on.
I said this, and look, you've run an NFL team, so I've a tremendous amount of respect for your perspective. But Jalen Hurts is a second-round pick. Okay, he got a chance to start. He wasn't let's not act like he was tearing up. He wasn't Alex Smith on Monday Night Football against Arizona, perfect game, right? Like, he's 7-20. He dirts a fourth down ball where he has an open wide receiver, and they make a change, which was a controversial thing. And he's seen mouthing once on the sideline, it's BS. Another sideline, he's sitting there, he says, it's just not right. Now, look, I understand he's a rookie and he's a kid. The difference to me would be, one of the reasons people like Jalen Hurts was, at least outwardly, he handled the Alabama thing really, really well. And Tua handled the Alabama thing really, really well. But he's been in these things before. You can't do that. Undermines everything. If you're, no matter how upset Carson Wentz may be, and I love that Carson Wentz through his agent, you know, I want out of here, you know, I want to be traded. But that is the way that you handled, as opposed to Hurts. I said you cut him. It may be a little harsh, but it's more what it does to undermine everything that's taking place, because he had to have been told that Sudfeld was going to get a look at some point in time during the game. Am I crazy for having those sentiments?
No, I don't think so. I definitely think his reaction was like pouring gas on the fire a little bit. But I also can't condone the way Wentz handled it either, in that, you know, by going to his agent, he's trying to undermine some things as well. So there was a lot of agendas at work, and when you say Jeffrey Lurie, you know, wanted him to play Wentz and fix Wentz, that opinion probably was helped along by the GM, Howie Roseman, as well. So they didn't. They were probably lockstep on the decision that we're going to play Wentz no matter what. It all became a little bit of airing your laundry on national TV. It was reality TV, and I definitely think it hurt Doug's credibility in the locker room the way it played out, and that's a cultural thing. I felt it was risky to make that move to pull Hurts out and yet have the rest of your guys questioning, what are we doing? Are we even trying to win? That's a cultural thing that those veteran players did not want to see that. And that hurt Doug, no doubt.
Do you think, what's your evaluation of Tua one season in?
I have the same concerns that I had coming out. And I like Tua. I thought he was a first-round pick. I thought he exhibited all the tools you'd like. I was only worried about his size and durability. And that's something you'll never know. And I thought there were times this year he played really good. You can't, you know, underestimate his accuracy, his delivery. Everything fundamentally sound. But that pocket shrinks on everybody, Doug. And he's not a big guy. And I thought when the pocket shrunk on him a little bit, it showed his lack of size and, in some cases, durability. And that's something he's just going to have to build on. He's going to have to gain a few pounds and be more comfortable in that pocket. It's not for everybody, but if you want to make $35 million a year in the league, that's what you're going to have to do, stand in there and take it.
Yeah, I guess here's my thing. I understand the accuracy. I was waiting for a wow play or two. You know? He's athletic enough, but not a great athlete. He's got a good arm, but there's not like a plus arm. He's accurate, but and now Chan Gailey's obviously going to take the fall for it. Is that something you think changes from season one to season two, that we see some wild plays?
I don't know. It might if they if they increase their speed on the perimeter, I don't see receivers that are stretching fields to make wild plays. But you can also say that the kid kind of refused to throw it downfield, too. Yeah. I just don't think he was comfortable. And I don't think that's something – I think that's something that'll get better. I think – will he be better in year two? Without a doubt. Will he be a top five, top ten quarterback in the league? I don't know. Time will tell.
Randy, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you joining us. You had incredible insight. Anytime we have you on, you're always welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good enough, Doug. Good talking to you.
All right, Randy Mueller, former executive of the year, former GM. Go to MuellerFootball.com. Mueller. I'm sure he's never heard that one before. Who's a better quarterback right now? Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? Give you my thoughts next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Every day at this time, we play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports One. We call it.
And now.
What's up, the Fox? This is Nick Wright explaining why he would take Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen this weekend.
Insulted on Lamar Jackson's behalf here because I feel like I'm in the minority saying, wow, I'll take the defending unanimous MVP. Lamar has been extraordinary since the moment he took over for Joe Flacco. Josh Allen's been extraordinary for 1 year. So who would I rather have? This isn't a stinging indictment on Josh Allen. I'll save that for Monday after they lose. But right now, To me, it's no question. I'd rather have Lamar. Lamar is the guy I would rather have. Lamar is the guy that scares me more. And Lamar is the guy that I think everyone would agree has less weaponry around him in order to fully be able to display his talents throwing
That's
the football.
True.
So, Brandon, I'm going to go with Lamar.
All right, there's a bunch loaded in there. Now, I want to start. I'm going to agree with Nick. I would take Lamar. The second part is, I think what Lamar has been and who he is in comparison to Josh Allen previously has nothing to do with it, anything. Because, in truth, Josh Allen has been better this year than Lamar has been this year. He just has. Lamar was better last year than Josh Allen was last year. But there have been times, even last year, which Lamar wasn't great. Mid-season against the Kansas City Chiefs, he was awful. He's really not good. He was bad in the playoffs. We don't stop counting when you're bad in the playoffs both years. We don't stop counting those games. It's all part of it. Where I would think I would take Lamar is he does have more experience in playoff games, and I think he does have more experience in higher-level football games when you go back to college as well. So I think the attention to detail that it takes is important, and I think that though Lamar has his, they both have flaws. They're not perfect players. They're both guys that can continue to improve and impress with their level of improvement. I think that Lamar has a team and a system which is as well designed for what he does and who he is as any in the league, maybe even ever. Now, the part I will take a huge issue with is this nonsense I hear about the Ravens needing more or better wide receivers. Okay, you're just going to have to resign yourself to the, that's never going to happen. When you have a quarterback who runs 20 times a game, who throws better inside the number, do you know where wide receivers don't want to catch the ball? Psst, inside the numbers. Do you know why? That's where the big guys that hit you really hard and shorten your career are. Right, they drafted Hollywood Brown in the first round. And oh yeah, by the way, they also drafted a tight end in the first round. Same year they drafted same year they drafted Lamar. Only he got sent chop packing. Why? Because he wasn't getting the ball enough. Like, here's the biggest issue. If you run it 20 times a game with your quarterback, and you run it 20 times a game with your running back, and then you run it 10 times a game with some other form of running back, fullback, you know, jet sweep, whatever, you're going to shorten the number of throws you have. Then when you throw out their two tight ends, you're going to throw to them the football because they're bigger targets for a fairly inaccurate quarterback. Then you got Hollywood Brown who has the speed to potentially be number one. You're not going to, where are you going to, why would you go waste an asset there? If you're going to have five catches a game, you know, do the math, five times 16, you know, that's not enough for the elite wide receivers. They want the football. They want to be thrown to 120 times a year. And you're not going to spend that much money. So I think he's got plenty of weaponry. I do think he's the better guy to bet on. But this nonsense about needing another A1 wide receiver is a joke. All right, coming up next, Kevin Durant has another new teammate. Here's the question. What if I told you Kevin Durant can now finally get the respect he deserves? It could happen. It's next on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.